Welcome into another edition of A Pickaxe to Grind. I'm Brady Hull, host of The Hull Show, taking some time to talk all things Denver Nuggets. And it's been an interesting week. We're doing this on a Thursday afternoon, ahead of the big Friday night game between Memphis and Denver. And a lot of the debate, obviously around this time of year, it really heats up on the MVP talk, the Western Eastern Conference standings, all of those things. Great sports topics, great things to get into. I absolutely love it. And, you know, every year for the last couple of years now, Nuggets fans, Nuggets media, we've all kind of been in this position of defending Nikola Jokic and why he should be the MVP and why, you know, the Nuggets are overlooked and all those things. I get it. We sound whiny. Trust me. I know it. But it, all this stuff's worth talking about because the facts are the national media does overlook the Nuggets and they do overlook Nikola Jokic. And we all wonder how many games are they actually watching of this team? And they've been on national TV a lot this season. And so there's plenty of opportunities for the national media to put this team in the spotlight, at least talk about it. But those debates are all fun. We enjoy talking. Oh, we feel disrespected, and our guy's better than your guy. Here's why. Stats, shooting percentage, rebounds, assists, all those things. Triple doubles, blocks, steals. Things that an MVP caliber player is doing for their team on a nightly basis. And those are fun topics. You know, is it Giannis? Is it Joel Embiid? Is it Nikola Jokic? Kendrick Perkins, of course, of ESPN, former NBA player. He's been pretty critical of Nikola Jokic just recently, though. He's always kind of been in the Joel Embiid camp for MVP, which is a reasonable argument that he was making earlier in the season for Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid's numbers are fantastic. He is one of the best players in the league. And every single year, for the last couple of years, he's been in the conversation. And he should be. So should Giannis. So should Tatum. Those guys are all fantastic basketball players. But Kendrick Perkins took it to a different level. Last week, or maybe earlier this week, I don't know, lost track, he was kind of the mindset that, you know, okay, Joker's padding stats. That's what he's doing. He's padding stats. He's making sure he gets the extra little rebound, staying a little longer to get assists and do all that. Well, we all know that that's not true. If you watch a stretch of games with Nikola Jokic, you just know his goal in playing basketball is, as he'll even say, how do we get the ball in the hoop? What is the easiest way to get this basketball in the hoop? Is it me taking it? Is it my teammates? How do I get my guys involved? How do I get them, you know, their confidence growing throughout the game? That's an important thing. LeBron James was like that, or is like that. But you look at Joker the other night. I mean, he against Houston, he barely played. He was out in the, you know, halfway through the third period. He had a triple-double. He got it done. He doesn't go back in. If they were trying to pad stats, he'd be back in the game, at least for the first 5 minutes or you know, at least a five-minute, four-minute stretch in the fourth. But that's not what this team is about, and they've never been that way. Is there a time when, you know, in overtime where the Nuggets had the game at hand, Joker gets a steal and throws it up, gets a quick assist, and alley-oop? Sure, a little extra stat that didn't need to happen. That's not stat padding. That's not. We've seen Russell Westbrook, back when he was trying to go for that triple-double average, you'd see him peel off the easy rebounds from the free throw line where nobody else would even go for him. It was almost like this unwritten rule, or maybe it was a written rule, where he would go for every single rebound. And I'm not sitting here saying that that's even wrong. It just is what it is. Russell Westbrook, in his prime, was a very good player, even though Nuggets fans don't want to admit it, great player. So this isn't about him and what he was able to do to get the triple-double. But Kendrick Perkins, you know, he went in on that. J.J. Redick of ESPN went at him, I think, on a day where Perkins was off and basically said, this is ridiculous. There's no way he's doing that. Watch him play. You're clearly not watching the games. He's the furthest thing from stat padding, and we all know that, and it was awesome to hear JJ go off on it. Well, Perkins fired back. Then his response was, everybody does it. And again, that's so ridiculous because we know that Joker is completely different than any superstar we've ever seen in the NBA. I think that's why the national media has such a hard time with him. He is not like our past MVPs. He's not like Giannis. He's not like LeBron James and Steph Curry. he doesn't have that pizzazz factor that is obvious to most, even though passing is still such an underrated thing, apparently. Some of his passes are ridiculous. Most of his passes are ridiculous. But that's not enough to really move the needle with the national media. So Perkins kind of goes into that, basically saying, hey, no, everybody does it, and it's not a bad thing. Then he changed the narrative. He changed the narrative to what I think is kind of a dangerous sports discussion to have. He changed the narrative to the NBA overall, saying that, you know, there's only been three MVPs since, I think, 1990, as the stat he pointed out, that have won the MVP when they weren't top 10 in scoring. And, he listed Nikola Jokic the first year he got the MVP, because last year he was in the top 10. He referenced Steve Nash and he referenced Dirk Nowitzki. And he said, what do those three guys have in common? And that take has got us all freaking out, because we kind of know what he means. I mean, there's two things he could mean. Well, Steve Nash, he wasn't born and raised an American. Dirk Nowitzki, not born and raised an American. Nikola Jokic, not born and raised an American. That could be one angle that he was going at. But I think all of us read between the lines enough to know that's not what he meant. He meant something else that's a more of a dangerous sports topic. He meant, we believe, right, that he meant those three players are white. And that is, listen, first off, we know racism in sports and in general did exist, will probably always exist. That's the harsh reality of it. That's just the way it is. But this is not that. This is not a case of that. The NBA, for crying out loud, is one of the most progressive leagues in all of sports. Is Perkins thinking that the voters are trying to sway it so a white basketball player wins it? I mean, Dirk is a really great player. Steve Nash was a really great player, and they had phenomenal seasons those years they won. The 2 years that Nikola Jokic has won them, amazing seasons. I've watched a lot of basketball in my life. Now, I don't claim to have the knowledge of basketball that Kendrick Perkins has. He played in the NBA. Those guys will always have it over us. They know the game better than those of us that talk about it. However, this is such a dangerous sports take that goes away from the fun part of sports. I'm not to say that on my show and the whole show, we don't talk about some of the deep topics that happen in sports, some of the bad stuff that happens, you know, bad things. Players do some bad things sometimes, or just cheating scandals, whatever, negative stuff in sports. We certainly go there. But this debate about the MVP is supposed to be fun, and it's turned into this negative thing over the years, but it was escalated by Kendrick Perkins and his statements the other day, saying that those three players have something in common. I'll let you marinate on what that is. And I can't tell you how irresponsible that is. And it's unfortunate, because those networks, those big lettered networks, this is what they want. The more controversy, the better in certain angles. You know, they always talk about how they're trying to be more inclusive and they're trying to spread it out, playing different game, having women's games on just as much as men's games, at least in highlights and all that stuff. And that's all well and good, but they're trying to do good things, positive things. Yet they allow a guy like that to come on and take a debate that is supposed to be fun. It doesn't mean we can't yell at each other about stats and all that stuff, but it's, for the most part, it's still fun. It's not life or death. Kendrick Perkins took it to a place basically saying, I don't know, is he insinuating the NBA is corrupt? Is he insinuating that the NBA would rather have a white player win the MVP? And to me, it's just despicable. And I think all of us agree on that. Another interesting thing was another outlet in Denver, a guy I really respect, and I can say his name, Vic Lombardi, a fantastic guy. We've had the chance to interview him. I've met him in person a few times. An excellent guy. He interviewed Kendrick Perkins like 2 weeks ago at the All-Star break. And Perkins said, yeah, absolutely. I think Joker has what it takes to lead this team into the finals. He even said he's not scared of Phoenix. He thinks the Nuggets are certainly a team to be reckoned with. And it was all positive. And he even said, hey, when I went up against the Joker, let's just say it didn't end well, because he faced him toward the end of his career. All that's positive. Even if he still thinks Joel Embiid should be the MVP, it was still a positive, not even overly positive. It just wasn't this strange attack on the guy. The first attack, and let me go back. Then it changed to this. Then it changed to stat padding. Then it changed to he's white, apparently. And I really wanted to be careful here and not put words in his mouth, because what I've seen, he didn't actually say that. He just he insinuated that. And I think most of us with a brain understood exactly what he means. It's just strange that it changed so much in 2 weeks. And this is where I get frustrated with the networks. It's like, dude, come in with a take and then double down on it and then add more bells and whistles to it so that we can present this argument. ESPN is no fool. That production crew is no fool. They know what they're doing. JJ stood up and defended Joker, which is an unpopular opinion amongst the national media members. Kendrick Perkins fired back. Boom, there's gold. That's gold for the four-letter network. And so they're going to double down on this. And we have been in a, you know, it's been a storm of Denver media members like myself or whatever. I'm not Denver, but media members in the state are calling him out, taking him to task, all this stuff. And we're mad. We're upset because you've taken a fun debate and you've turned it into something nasty. And again, this takes away this thing that he's stating, that perhaps it's because he's white. This thing that he's stating, it takes away from other situations that might actually occur because of race, where we don't. And then those that just are tired of that kind of talk will turn away the serious discussions, because discussions that aren't even in the same world as some of those real discussions are now paired with this. And it's really frustrating. And you just look at the numbers. I said this a couple of weeks ago on my show, and I don't know if it's whatever. It is what it is. Joel Embiid one-on-one, Joker one-on-one. If those two are playing in a practice gym, first 1 to 10 or whatever, I'm taking Joel Embiid. I'm going to put money down on Joel Embiid if we can bet on that. But as far as playing the game of basketball, which in its truest form is 5-on-5 basketball, he's the best one, at least right now, he's the best player when it comes to 5-on-5 basketball. He's great at seeing his other players and getting them involved, the assist numbers, the passes, all this junk we say he's the best passing center. No, he's the best passer in the league. It's almost a slight now when you say he's the best center to ever do it. He's not the best center. He's one of the best players. He is the best player based on the last three seasons in this league. So you just look at those numbers as a pure basketball player, and he's magnificent. So why can't we just go there with the stats? I'll give you that Joel Embiid is more impressive one-on-one than Nikola Jokic is. So is Giannis. LeBron, who knows? LeBron probably wins that one-on-one matchup too. But Nikola Jokic is an MVP. He is playing like an MVP. We've changed Perkins is trying to change the narrative now. According to NBA.com, the MVP Kia ladder, Joker's number one. He's averaging almost 25 points per game. 11.5 rebounds per game and 10 assists per game. Those are ridiculous numbers. And the fact that they're what, 24-0 when he has a triple-double? How is that stat padding? The proof is in the pudding. When he has that kind of game where his stat line is so spread out like that, the Nuggets do not lose. It is a fact. When Joker has a triple-double in 2022/2023, they do not lose. That's vital to this team as far as how far they want to go. They need Nikola Jokic to get triple-doubles. They depend on him. Perkins also talked about moving of the field goal posts or whatever he said. We move the posts all the time. That's true. Every single year, in every sport you look at, things change as far as why this guy should be the MVP. His beef was, well, last year you said he should be the MVP, but they were the sixth seed. Well, without Joker, they're not a playoff team. I don't even know if they're a play-in team. Probably not without the Joker, because Jamal Murray was out. MPJ was out. You didn't have the KCPs and Bruce Browns now. You had Will Barton and Monte Morris. And nothing but respect for those guys. Monte Morris, of course, would do well with Denver this day. But the trade ended, you know, had to give up something to get something, and that's what they did with KCP. He dragged them into the playoffs. They were so bad without him that, yes, that and then again, he 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, 500 assists or something like that. He did something historical last year. and he dragged a team to the playoffs that probably didn't have a lot of business being there because of so many stars being out. Well, this year, with the stars there, this team is ridiculous. I think they have a six-game lead in the Western Conference over Memphis right now. The reason the field goal posts move, or the five-game lead, they're 44-19. Memphis is 38-23. That's why Friday night's game is a huge game. This is why he should be recognized again. A, he's averaging a triple-double, which is phenomenal. And his team wins when he does that. And then B, they are the best team in the Western Conference. Yes, it changed from, well, then why didn't we give it to the best team in the Western Conference last year? Somebody on there. Because it just, the way this thing goes down every single year, you look at the most valuable player. Who is the most valuable player to their team? I just saw the Philadelphia 76ers win big the other night without Joel Embiid. The Nuggets, I do feel like they could actually win some games this year without the Joker, as opposed to last year. I didn't think they stood a chance without him. But when you look at the MVP award, what it should mean in its truest form is who's the most valuable player to their team. There is no, I don't think there's anybody more important to an individual, to a singular team than Nikola Jokic. It's not about the point total. That is part of it. It's not about necessarily about the triple doubles. That is part of it. The double doubles and all that. Defense is to be factored in too. There are a lot of elements. And again, we don't really have the criteria. You got to finish in the top 10 in this. I mean, you got to finish in the top five in one statistical category or something like that. Maybe they need to put that out there. But then you got guys really just striving for stats. This whole thing has just sparked this nasty conversation. And I think my guy, Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV, joins the show quite a bit, the whole show quite a bit. He put out a great video that just said, hey, we are evaluating stats. And not to say some of that stuff didn't exist or doesn't exist or won't exist, but we should be evaluating the player, not creating a negative narrative around that player. I mean, Kendrick Perkins has now turned anybody that doubted Joker and they want to side with Perkins, they might look at this situation now and go, you know what, Perkins is right. The NBA is doing that. Joker doesn't deserve any of it. It's all been a conspiracy. He shouldn't have won the last two MVPs. Well, now you're taken away from a great player. In my mind, he will be an all-time great player when it's all said and done for him. He has 100 triple-doubles. He needs 7 more to pass up LeBron James. He needs 8 more to pass up Jason Kidd to get to 4th place in triple-doubles. And he's still got half his career to go. We probably played half his career. He's got the second half of his career to go. So this, I hate that this is where the podcast is going today, but that's what it is, man. And some people are like, stop talking about it because now you're breathing life to this. It's on ESPN, bro. The life has already been breathed into this story. I think it's our jobs now. We got to call this guy out. You can't let him just walk away with an erroneous take like that and just ignore it. There are some guys we got irritated with last year, the Nick Wrights of the world, where at least his takes were basketball takes. At least his stuff was, you know, winning and losing in the playoffs and numbers and all that stuff. At least he presented that. And not to say Perkins hasn't, but something switched in the last week, and it's really frustrating. So now more than ever, man, I mean, if you're rooting for this team, you want this team to do great things, to prove all the doubters wrong. The Nuggets are the best team in the West, but it still feels like they're an underdog. I mean, the entire panel on that show, I believe, well, it was just an ESPN show, all said that if the Lakers squeeze into the playoffs and face the Nuggets in the first round, they all raised their hand and said that the Lakers would win. I mean, again, there's no guarantee that the Nuggets would win, but they'd be the favorite. And for an entire panel to throw that up there, in the NBA, too, and a lot of times the first seed is so separated from the eighth seed. And for them to just say, yeah, that would happen, that we'd it hasn't happened very often. I think the Nuggets were one of the only teams to do it, right? To upset a first seed, an eighth seed upset a first seed. And they just raised their hand so quickly to, oh, yeah, the Lakers would do it. Well, it's like Lakers aren't even a playoff team, right? They're not even a play-in team right now. They played 63 games, and they're a spot out of the final play-in game. So it's frustrating. All you can do is just keep rooting for this team, keep showing out for this team. Those of you that go to games, cheer louder than you've ever cheered before. This Memphis-Denver game is going to be on national television. So go out and just blow that place up, man. I had Popeye Jones, the assistant Nuggets coach, on the whole show earlier this Thursday, saying, hey, we need our fans to create a playoff atmosphere. We have to create that atmosphere, man. If it's us against the world, it's us against the world. It's the fan base. So it sucked. Kendrick Perkins, I feel like this conversation was steady. It's fun. It's Joel Embiid. It's Giannis. It's all these other great players. It's Jason Tatum. And, oh, that's a fun conversation we can always have. And then Kendrick Perkins just derailed the entire thing. And it's almost like buzzkill. Whoa, where did that come from? It's unfortunate. I hate that it went there. And again, that's not to put my head in the sand and say that this has never happened, that a player gets overlooked because of his race, that a coach gets overlooked because of his race or gender or whatever. That happens. It does. And we need to be responsible about talking about it when it does happen. But this is not that case. It's far from it. Nikola Jokic is the best basketball player in the NBA. That's it. That's my take on that. Jason Tatum is averaging 30 points per game. Fantastic. 8 rebounds per game, 4 assists per game. Those are great numbers. Joel Embiid, 33 points per game, 10 rebounds per game, 4 assists. That's not part of his game. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 31 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists. Okay. But then you have Joker, 27, 11, and 10. Those are steady numbers that almost that guarantees you you're going to win a basketball game. So that's my piece on this one. Next week, we'll get back into, well, you know, this final stretch. We've got 19 games left, counting tomorrow's Memphis game. So we're down that final stretch. Dempsey told us the other day that the key number to clinch the West as the number one seed was 17. Since then, they beat Houston. So now it's 16. They needed 8 to clinch a top 6 spot in the playoffs. Now it's 7 after the Houston win. So keep winning. And of course, if you beat Memphis Friday, then that eliminates one less win you're going to need, because you will knock the Grizzlies off. Big game coming up. We're excited about that. We could see our old pal from Colorado State, David Roddy. Hopefully he has a good game, but just bad enough to where the Nuggets win. We're going to catch up with David Roddy actually on the whole show. So you don't want to miss it. These podcasts are always fun. They're always a great opportunity to just delve into all things Denver Nuggets. And again, it's unfortunate that we have to go there with this discussion, but we're going there. Bottom line, Nikola Jokic is the best player in the NBA. If you have an argument on that, bring it. Bring me the stats, though. Bring me the individual player stuff. Don't bring me any of this trash, at least on this debate, that it's because he's white. It's ridiculous. All right, guys, we'll be back at it next week with a fresh podcast. As always, tune into the whole show for all things Denver Nuggets, Broncos, Rams, Buffs, Bears, Cowboys, Rockies, Avalanche, all you're going to want there on the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. That'll do it for us. This has been another edition of A Pickaxe to Grind.